It is 7:15 on a rainy Friday morning. You're with Mitch, my first week back with you for 2016. It's been an absolute blast. But joining me in the studio is a man who took you through the interesting festive period in this chair. It's a very good morning to Mick. How are you, Mick?
Good morning.
Hey, thanks so much for taking care of my little show while I was away.
I kept it nice and warm for you.
I'm sure the listeners were very nice to you as well.
They were. It was very enjoyable. I had a great 2 weeks.
All right, excellent. Now, you're in the studio to wrap up the biggest stories in news and sport for the week. It, technically, people think of this time of the year as a pretty slow news period, but lots happened this week, didn't it?
Yeah, I think people went back to work this week, and then news started happening again. Mm-hmm. But I guess, ultimately, news sometimes comes out of areas you don't expect, and a lot of the news this week has been dominated by David Bowie. Like, it's amazing how much of an influence this guy's had on a lot of people, which is, you know, quite amazing for a musician, you know, an artist to do that. You know, so many people have been affected, and there's been so many things written about it. And, you know, it has been a really big week for him. And of course, culminating with our music director doing a DJ set at the Sydney Festival, which was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But no, look, that was the main news this week, and really did dominate a lot of other things. But yeah, a lot of other things have happened as well, including yesterday, which was the attacks in Jakarta, but also in Turkey earlier in the week. Mm. There was a bombing there as well, and it's the Jakarta ones yesterday were quite, because it's close to home, you know, those sort of things, you know, always affect us a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But 7 people were killed yesterday in that attack, 5 of them being the perpetrators. But a bomb was let off outside the Starbucks, you know, obviously targeting, you know, Western sort of organization, and it's sad. I mean, people running out of the cafe, and then there'll people outside waiting to try and shoot them. But I think whatever's happened, the cops have dealt with this pretty quickly, because I mean, it's obviously there was about 5 people involved, but only 2 civilians were killed in that attack. So whatever happened, and there's a lot of gunfire and a lot of stuff going on, but they've sort of contained that pretty well.
Yeah.
But then, sadly, overnight as well in Turkey, again, there was another bombing, which we haven't really heard about, but 7 civilians were killed in this bombing as well. So, you know, these sort of things keep going on, but you don't know where to look sometimes, you know, where these things happen across the world. Look, otherwise, this week, we don't talk about this today, but gambling has been a big thing in the news. Everyone seems to think it's okay that millions of people are lining up to buy a ticket for the Powerball in America, and you can buy tickets from Australia. Come on.
Look, I've never bought a lottery ticket. I don't really think it's a good idea. I see a big difference between that and like going on the pokies, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, you know, sometimes I go to the horse races or whatever and gamble that way, but it's like once a year almost.
Yeah,
So I don't know. I think what's interesting is that people think that, oh, because it's open up in Australia, I might have more of a chance. But I don't know. Like, it's just
1 in 224 million is a chance.
And what's the odds
it?
Of winning on the pokies? Like, probably not that much different.
Who knows? But we just gamble too much. And like, all this money is just thrown around gambling. I mean, that money could be spent in so many better ways. Mm. So many better ways. But yes, there were 3 winners of the $2.28 billion prize in America overnight. It's pretty ridiculous. But you know, the actual news agency that sold the tickets, the 7-Eleven, there's 3 different agencies that sold these tickets.
Yeah.
They all get $1 million each as well.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Just for selling the winning ticket. So they're all celebrating. Yeah. I was like, why are they celebrating? They only sold the ticket.
Yeah.
They get $1 million.
Well, no wonder they seem so happy on the news when the news people interview them. Like, oh, it's just amazing. I'm so happy for the person quietly pocketing $1 million. All right. That's the biggest stories in news.
Did you see the grieving kangaroo?
Yeah, that was strange. That was a strange, strange thing.
I just want to make the point that people just react so crazily to things nowadays. You know, something happens, there's a picture out, and everyone just goes, oh my God, animals care just as much as anyone else, you know.
Personifying animals.
Yes, you know, we should care about animals more, you know, they care more than humans, blah, 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 blah. This kangaroo was just Randy.
Yeah. I was reading a report about the expert. Like, the male kangaroo may have injured the female kangaroo, which is one that was dying or dead on the ground, just because male kangaroos are rough things.
Yeah, and a wildlife rescue officer said, in her experience, kangaroos would take any opportunity they get to mate.
Okay, all right. Well,
so
it's good
to remember.
We'll leave on that point. That's the biggest stories in news for the week. Going to jump into some sport now. Mick, what was happening in the world of sport?
Well, apart from really disgraceful Daily Telegraph front pages, the biggest story this week was the announcement of 34 Essendon players that are banned for a year.
I'm so sick of this doping scandal, man. When is it going to go away? When is it going to be finished?
Well, hopefully now done. Like, these guys have got banned for a year. They're out of the game for a year. I mean, we'll probably hear about it when they come back in a year.
Right.
But just the fact that people are actually complaining that these people are getting a year, when they've been talking about, no, we didn't do anything wrong for 3 years now. Nothing wrong, nothing wrong, nothing wrong.
Do you mean the players or the club or the...
Oh, all of them. Like, right. No one's taking responsibility for it, you know? Mm-hmm. It was done. They did it. They put stuff in their bodies they shouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. They've now getting the punishment after, you know, they've actually haven't admitted to it. The Cronulla guys said, yeah, we did it. That's why they got such a light sentence, you know?
Oh, because that's what I thought. Because I know there were a few NRL players caught up with this.
Yeah, yeah. The Sharks got involved. They were doing a similar thing. They were taking substances. But they right. basically sat out and said, look, yes, we admit it. We did it. We're sorry. And they got like a 3-week fine.
Right.
These guys have just been saying, nah, we did nothing wrong. No, 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 no.
Dragged
and they
said,
well, actually, you have done something wrong. And now you're going to get the full brunt of the fine, so the punishment. So, look, they're out of the game for a year. It doesn't matter if they're Bombers players or not. But, yeah, that was a big story this week as far as, you know, off-season wranglings go in sport.
Mm-hmm.
Cricket continues, but tennis as well. We won the Hopman Cup, which was first time in 17 years.
Wow.
Not since the Poo, Philippoussis and Jelena Dokic won back in 99.
The Poo.
The Poo. But Nick Kyrgios and Daria Gavrilova mm-hmm. won the Hopman Cup and is Australia green, because apparently you can have two Australian teams now, Australian green and Australian gold.
So a goal went nowhere.
Oh, no, they went all right. That was Hewitt and someone else. But they went okay. But no, Kyrgios, he nailed it.
Wasn't he in trouble this week as well? Didn't he say something silly?
When isn't he in trouble? Nick Kyrgios just can't keep his mouth shut.
Okay.
He has to learn to stop yelling at the fans who are there to watch him play. Like,
who are paying money.
Exactly. Like, come on, man. Like, he's going to get himself in trouble. And we want to like we want to like winners. You know, as fans, we like winners.
Yep.
But we don't want to watch whining people.
Whining winners.
Yeah, whining winners. And he's not even winning all the time, you know. But, Kyrgios, yes. Maybe you'll grow up this year. Maybe you'll actually learn to be a bit more gracious.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Dakar Rally. When have we ever spoken about the Dakar Rally before?
Could be 2SER first.
You're going to hear about this a lot more over the next week, because an Australian is leading the Dakar Rally.
What is it? Where is it?
Dakar Rally is it's a two-week race. It involves, like, quad bikes, cars, motorbikes across like sand dunes.
All versing each other at once?
It's like stages of races, right. And it goes over 2 weeks. It's a hectic race. Like, mm-hmm. And it's been going for 37 years, I think it is. And the Australians never won it, and it's a massive race. It used to be held there in sort of Africa, but they've moved it now. It's in Argentina
mm-hmm.
because there's some
security concerns,
exactly. But it's underway right now, and a boy from the Hunter. His name is Toby Price. Really nice kid, apparently. he's leading by 20-odd minutes in the Dakar Rally.
Wow.
And it's you're going to hear about this guy. Like, apparently he's really good, really nice guy. And he's I've heard his dad talking the other day, and he's like just...
Proud as punch.
Yeah, exactly. But no, it's pretty cool. Dakar Rally is, you know, something you wouldn't really hear about otherwise.
No, you won't. All right, there you go.
Yeah. And that's about it. Cricket's still going. We've gone to the semi-finals of the Big Bash. And have you had enough of the Big Bash? You've been watching it much?
Nah.
You a bit over it?
I haven't really got into it together.
Yeah, I'm a bit the same. It's on every night as well. And if I put the cricket on every night, my wife just goes crazy. She's like, yeah. No more cricket.
So. All right, there you go. The biggest stories in news and sport for the week brought to us by Mick. Thanks, Mick.
Yeah, no worries.